10 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanan. Apotropsim Mishalmim in Aliyah, Ve'ein Mishalmim Kaifa. Apotropis, this is what we saw, we learned this already last block, that Apotropis pays from Aliyah, and another halacha is that it doesn't pay Kaifa. Now, what is Kaifa? Well, when does a person pay Kaifa? When it kills a person. When the shah kills a person, so really now you should get killed. We pay Kaifa instead of getting killed. So when it hits another shah, so you pay Tam, Katzinezek, and you pay Nezek Shalom. But here, there's another thing of Misham and Kaifa. So we're saying, Apotropis pays him Aliyah, ve'im Misham and Kaifa. Zok the Gemara, man Tano, which Tan is this like? Kufra or kapara. It's like the man of Amr that says that kaifa is a kapara. The yes, we love when a kapara and when you say him or not, chayiv in kapara, the ketanim. So they're not chayiv in kapara. So therefore, since we hold kufra kapara, so mele, we do not take money from the apitrapa. We don't take money from them to pay the kaifa. Dr. Gemara.
What could a ketanim?
Yeah, then I'm part of the kapara, yeah. Zak the Gemara, I'm a chizda, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish Rabbi Yechon and Berke, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish Rabbi Yechon and Berke, the Tanya, when I say I'm Pidyon Nafshe, the main Nizik. You have to pay Pidyon Nafshe, this is by Kaifa. Kaifa Yusha Zalav, when I say I'm Pidyon Nafshe, how much, who is that? That's the main Nizik. Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish Rabbi Yechon and Berke, the main Mazik. So it says machlekes. What type of payment do you pay? The main nizik or the main mazik? So what does that mean? My lab, how can we flagi? The rabbanon savvy kufra mamayna. The rabbanon hold kufra as mamayna. Kufra is mamen. It's not a kapara. So therefore, you pay the main nizik. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshav Bechem Beikar Savab kufra kapara. And therefore, since it's a kapara for you, so whether you pay the main mazik, your value, not the main nizik.
What I understand is
Lachar,
it's a class
because it's a fixed amount. So by
definition,
it's a class. So how could you say that
that's a straight
kapara? Lachar is more simple than just a kapara. Why? Because it's a class. So why do you see a class on a kapara? Okay, this is a kapara. You bring a carb, you bring a I'm a papa. Loy, the kula alma kufa kapar. No, everyone can agree with this member of kufa kapar. We saw this in Marcus, if you remember. Bahacha bahacha miflagi. Abanon savi be the nizik shamina. The abanon hold, you pay be the nizik. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshav Bechem Breker, so be the mazik shamina. He holds, you pay be the mazik. But really, it's just a shaila of what type of payment. But avanda, it's a kapar. Either the kapar you're paying with the nizik shamina.
You just said it depends on that. What did we just?
No, now we're saying maybe not.
We didn't add anything.
We're saying that it doesn't have to be that because you're paying with the nizik, it's kufra mamayna. It could be even though you're paying with the nizik, that's the type of payment that you type of paying. But what is the reason to this payment? It's a kapara for the misa. That's how there's a kapara of the mazik is by paying with the nizik shamina.
This is far. That's what the Gemara is answering. The Gemara said, no, it's far to say like this, without the pasuk. What's the Gemara answering?
We thought that it has to depend. Eim Hashem and Kaifa has to depend on Kufa Kapara, and that's only Rav Shmuel ben Oshav Bechem Breker. We're saying, Kabila Kulam. It's on Muchach. What are they arguing about? Like Gemara, my time of the Rabbanon, what's the reason of the Rabbanon that hold the Nizik Shamina? By Dmei Vlodis, it says, Kasher Yoshes Olav Al Isha. And then it says, Lamata, by Mu'ed Shehemis, and Kaifa Yushas Olav. So those are words, Shisa, Yoshes, Yushas. So, Ma'ala Halam Adonizik, Avkam Adonizik. So that's what the Rabbanon say, that you pay with the Nizik. But not to say that if you're paying with the Nizik, obviously it means Kufa Mamayna, it still could be Kufa Kapar. You're right that there is, you see Shisa, but it says, it says Dafka, Pidyon Naf Shaik, right? Your Nefesh, the Pidyon of your Nefesh, which is Bidamazik. Gemara v'rabbanan in pidi nafshe ksiv. You're right, it's pidi nafshe miu kishay minan with the nizik shay minan. It's a pidyon for your nefesh. But how do you shatz up? You shatz up with the nizik. Okay. Zok to Gemara. Mishabeach le'yrova le'rav Nachman. Rava was being Mishabeach to Rav Nachman but they have Achav Yaakov, the Adam Gadol. Rava was telling Rav Nachman, you should know that Achav Yaakov is the Adam Gadol. Now, not so posh, you're allowed to talk like that about someone. Yeah.
He didn't give him all the
facts,
a little bit
allowed to say. Yeah. Adam Gadol, fine. So he said, yeah, okay, so, Imke Amaloi, so Nachman said, look, Shiyavi Liyadcha, V'yeh Liyadi, when he comes to you, bring him in. I want to see how big he is. When he came to him, Amalei, boy minoy milsa. So he said, you know what, ask me a shayla. So Rav Nachman told Rav Achav Yaakov, ask me a shayla. I want to see how big you are. It's a good shayla. Okay, so he told him what was on his mind. Boy minoy. Shor shal shnei shutfin, keitzad mishalmin kaifa. A shor of two shutfin that killed someone. How do they pay kaifa? Mishalim high kaifa v'high kaifa. The each you pay kaifa shalom, kaifa echadam rachmana. The Torah says you pay one kaifa. Now, where does the Torah say you pay one kaifa? Very not clear. I'm showing him about that. But akaponim, pashtis, the guy gets one payment and that's it. Why should he pay two?
So you should have a singular. It doesn't say
oh, that's because of one person. I'm say it's me. It's right? Yeah. Zok to Gemara. High kaifa, high kaifa, kaifa echad amar achmana. V'lo shnei kaifa. High chatzi kaifa, v'high chatzi kaifa. Kaifa shalom al merachmana. The Torah says kaifa shalom. V'lo chatzi kaifa. So fine. So he asked him a shayla, and he wanted to know. Two stadim make a lot of sense. Either you should pay ganze kaifa, that can't be, it says the guy gets only one kaifa, or you pay, each one should pay half. The ma'isa it says, the ma'isa, kaifa shalom am rachman. So now, I mean, if two people carry something on Shabbos, yeah?
Shnaim
shasu. Right? Not shnaim shasu p'turim. But let's say shnaim shasu, it's in a way that you need two people for it, right? It's any time. So if either each one's chayv a carbon. Right?
Why would it be any different?
This is a regular kaifa. This is a regular type of kapara for you.
Which way is the Rav saying that? Do you pay half or do you pay whole?
Oh, why should you pay half?
Because there's somebody that's getting money over here. He can't get a double payment.
Kapara is like a couple chattas. You can't bring here a couple chattas.
Right. No, so it's Moshe saying that the Maisa, you're right. The Kapara chattas you bring to the Bnei Shlom. The guy's getting a payment. That guy can't be Niska. Why is he gaining? So, I love Dafki, right, Bechlan, and then Anacha, because...
if it's totally a kapara, then why not?
Yeah, exactly. And for Oid, I mean, it's not like 30... the payment is not because... Right. It's not the same payment plan but what he's really worth.
Right.
He's really worth $1 million. He's paying $100. Because
right.
That's what Tayyar said is a kapara. So in Zayich Timtzis, the kapara can be different.
Did not svara for it to be half either?
Half is a svara svara. Why half?
No, but what's the problem with kaifa shalom?
No, I have to pay my...
Where did it say kaifa shalom?
No, because I need my meat. My
whole kapara is a whole...
Right. What does it mean? What does it have to do with you? It's much more mustabah. Right? The gabi payment, you're right, so you got the payment. But the gabi kapara, it's much more mustabah. It has to do with me. I don't care about you. And you know what? If we don't have anything to do with it, burn it. I don't know. I mean, I need a kapar. My kapar is... So the teretz must be that it's felt in my mazik also, the fact that I'm a shutuf. It's not enough that... You're right. I don't need a fatig kapar because I'm a shutuf in it. Because I could blame it on my shutuf. So therefore, maybe chatzi kaifa should work. Because in azai chetimtza, there's no... full kapara, you don't need a full kapara. Not the pshat that you need a full kapara and therefore, mahalang, am I getting a full kapara through you paying me or not?
How come why do you say yes to the third shot that should be part of the match? Because
it's
if you killed, if you half killed someone, you're not kind of anything.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it was half. You only did half the thing.
Yeah, because it wasn't a half. Each one owned a gamza chayyim. Yeah, but anyways, so that's why. That's the chayyim, the tzadim of the Gemara. That's the tzadim of the Gemara. That a kapanim, you shouldn't have to pay the whole. So this is the story. So the Nachman asked the Achav Yaakov to come. He came and he asked him the shad. So Yitaka was stumped a little bit. Of Nachman, the Yotzev become ayin, but see while he was being ayin in the shayla, Amalai, he said, "Nah, you look."
Not going to be over him, Savoy. He said, "Monty."
Yeah, but he decided. You know what? Nachman was a Tam Chacham. He wasn't doing that when he said the Savoy. He said, "Stop." He wanted to ask him a shayla. He met Rav Nachman. Amalai, Tnan. We learned in a Mishnah, Chayv Eirechem in Mashkin Noisan. If someone is Chayv Eirechem to the Beis Hamikdash, right? He said, "Erki Alayich," right? So when Mashkin Noisan, the Gizbah could go and go ahead and take a Mashkin. If this guy didn't pay it yet, the Gizbah could go ahead and take a Mashkin. Chayv Chatoyz Vashamis, Eim Mashkin Noisan. If it's Chatoyz Vashamis, if the guy owns a Chatas or Asham to the Beis Hamikdash, you do not take a Mashkin. What's the reason? Because it's coming for a Kapara. The Baal is coming for a Kapara, so Mela, we're not worried the guy's not going to pay it. By Erechen, it's a moment. It's going to worry the guy's not going to pay it. So Bezman can go ahead and send a Gizba and take a Mashkin. Over here, we're not worried the guy's not going to pay it. Fine. So Chayv Kofer Max, he said, he asked the Mishayda, what's with Chayv Kofer? Kivon de Kaparu, Kichatas V'Asham Dami, Yibaldi Tse Kaparu, it's similar to Chatas V'Asham. Machme Chomer Olayu, V'loi Boi Mashkune, right? It's Chomer on him, and he doesn't need to take a Mashkin. You don't need to take a Mashkin, he's going to bring it anyways. Aydilmo Kivon de Lechaveyu, the Boi, Meis V'Lei Mamoynayu, V'loi legavayu, v'loi chamele, uboi mashkune. Since the kivon lechavi by the meisle, since he has to give it to his friend, he's not giving it to the hegdish. He's giving it to his friend. So meila, since he's not giving it to hegdish, so meila, he doesn't take it to chama. He writes it to the kapara, but since he's not giving it for hegdish, so meila, by him he looks at it lightly. The benazim lechavi, even though it's a kapara for him, he looks at it lightly. Inami, another reason why to say you don't have to give it. You have to. We would take a mashkin. Kivon dehu loy chata umamayneu de azik. Since he himself didn't do the chet, it's the mammon that did the chet. It's the shayla that did the chet. Like chama milse alayu uboy mashkunei. It's not so chama for him, and he needs to take a mashkin.
I don't see what that this should be a third shot. Why do you take a mashkin? If it's Hashem, the Gizbah comes and takes a mashkin. Who's coming to take a mashkin? The Nizik, let him go to Bezdin.
No, it's for Hashem. It's Kapara. It's Kapara for Hashem.
No, over here?
Yeah.
No,
God, the Nizik will get the money.
You give it to the Nizik. So,
that doesn't mean it's not a Kapara, so it's a Kapara.
So it's not our business.
Yes, it is. You want him to get a Kapara.
It's the Nizik's business. He wants his money.
What is the Nizik? No, it's not true. It's nothing to do with the Nizik.
Good for Kapo. He's getting the money.
So what? Good for Kapo. So therefore, the Gemara says one side is that you're not tevei because it's a regular Kapo. The other two tzadim are that you do. Why? First of all, because it's ben adam lechaveir somewhat. Then second of all, because he has some way of getting out of it and thinking, you know what? It wasn't me. It was the shah. I'm not mechayiv so much. So amaloi. Shavkan, leave him go. Shavkan, it's not going to be I'm stumped with the first one. What do you ask me? It's very good. So he's still talking about very good questions. So the Maisa, it's a little bit of a pella. What were the two tzadim in this clair? That either since it's a kapara, you're not going, or he has ways out because he's paying the person. I mean, the Maisa, the guy wants a kapara or not? What's the pshat by kapar? You're not mashkin.
Why is it less important to the?
Yeah, I mean, like, why is it less important to him? The maaser is a kapar of him. So. I'm saying it.
That's the big avera he holds.
It's very interesting. The Torah calls it a kapara. You need a kapara. You need a kapara.
No, okay. The Torah said that otherwise you're dead. Adorable. You should be worried.
Good. Okay. Okay, over here,
it wasn't
English. No, you have to pay back. You have to pay. It's a payment. It's a kapara. It might be a kapara with it, but I'm saying, that's not kapara. It's called the total money.
I know, but that's
no, it's not a kapara. It's too true. That's not a way of kapara before. Zakat Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Shalu b'cheskes tam. V'nimtza mu'ed. Someone borrowed some, and he had in mind that it was a tam. The ma'aseh came out that it was a mu'ed. Ba'ilu m'shal m'chatzi nezek. V'shoy m'shal m'chatzi nezek. And then what happened? The gourd. So the Bailam pay chatzin ezek, and the Shoel pays chatzin ezek.
He lied? The marshal, he lied? What do you mean?
No. That's what he named down. Yeah, let's say lied.
Then why is the owner's fault?
No, so he lied.
He lied.
Yeah. Nimtza mu'ed, Bailam m'shal m'chatzin ezek, v'shoel m'shal m'chatzin ezek. Now that it's good, they each pay chatzin ezek. Who had the Beit Shoel? If it became a mu'ed in Beit Shoel, it means it happened three times over there, yeah. Nechzir the Bailim, and then he returned to the Bailim. Bailim is Shalma Chatzin Ezek, Vishal Patamiklum. The Bailim pays Chatzin Ezek. Why? Because we learned yesterday, Rishus Mishana. When it switches Rishus, it switches already, it's Muadis. And the Shal Patamiklum.
Why is the Bailim only pay Chatzin Ezek?
Because now it's Chatzin Tam. Now it's Tam. Good now by him.
Now
so it lost its mu'ud. So it lost its mu'adis because of Shus Mishana. The Bible lost its mu'adis. So Mele Bailim pay only Chatzin Ezek. And now Bailim pay Chatzin Ezek.
The
Shus Patim Miklum. What do you mean?
Yeah, you can ask.
Why is the Shus Patim?
What's the Shus?
Yeah, but you should ask the other way, that the Lechayev, if it's just Mishana, how come in the Reish of the Mishana?
Okay, so I didn't realize that was the reasoning in the Reish. In the Reish, before that, why should I have to pay once I borrowed it already? Why should the owner?
Because the muadis wasn't part of it.
No, but a shoyl doesn't take full bailus. You can't.
So
shoyl is chayv and
everything. But I only took bailus for tam. I didn't call that it was a muad. The muad part is yours. Is your fault.
Certain shmir that you have to. Meaning, how could you put it on the initial now?
Because I never watched it for muadis. I watched it for the tam, which
I would have had it in my stool. You had it out in the street.
No, I understand, but you never told me. You can't mon me something that you didn't tell me. So you're trying to mon me $100 when I only watched it for $50. So because the price really is Menei Bey Estira, because if you say that Rishus Mishana, so how come when it comes into the Yad HaShoyel, you don't say Rishus Mishana, only when it goes back to the Yad HaBal? Fine, we're always going to talk about that. But anyways, so that's the ratio was talking about, the case of we went into the other shayl, that became a mu'ud. Here we're talking about the other bar. Oh, my shayl u b'cheskes tam v'nimtza mu'ud. You borrowed it when it was a cheskes tam and then it became a mu'ud. Ba'ilu v'sham v'chatzi nezik v'shayl v'chatzi nezik. Right? So the ba'ilu v'chatzi nezik is the first case. Ma'ay le melei turi she'ili ayrila she'ili. Let him say he's pottering answer. I never would plan on watching it from a lion. Like a lion. Right? Because if it would be a time. Right, if it would be a time, it gored once. Okay, it wouldn't gore again. Here, the reason why it gored bechlal is because you gave me a behemoth. Literally. Right? Say bazoi. So that's why it gored bechlal. I want to be Patrick Hansen. Because I watched it. I watched it like in a mile of manch. I didn't realize that it's such a...
That's why we're not
But the reason why God Bechlal is because it's a more type of Vishar. The wild animal. You knew that it was a Nakhon.
But you know it was a
Mood. Right. So... Some Rishonim say that even though you knew it was a mu'ud, but you didn't think wasn't what Balav or whatever it is. You knew that it was a wild animal. Wasn't what Balav. It grew it three times.
Yeah.
It wasn't what Balav. It was a one day. It wasn't this. You knew that it was really a wild animal.
Okay.
Zakti Gemara. The name Malay. So that's what he said. You knew it was a Nachan. Once you knew it was a Nachan, so therefore you can't walk out and say that I didn't know anything. So you only chayv 50 because of the Muadis. I didn't really know. I didn't have to chayv move. And my name Malay. Tam Shili. Muad Lashili. So let him say. Am I say bar the tam and not a muad?
That's why
it's chayv. So Zakti Gemara. Am Malay. Safe. Itama ave palganiska bayis shlume hashanam izil shlum palganiska. You're right. I'm only be mechayev you 50, and that's what the halacha is that you pay 50. The more of a name alei itama ave mishtalim migufa. It would be a time I would pay migufa and not from my pocket, right? I'll pay from the gufa shot, not maybe from my pocket.
The Gemara never discussed that. Maybe we do.
No, so then I don't have to pay anything.
Why? You just left to pay half of my
value. No, the shah is yours. You return the shah. The shah is yours now. So now go get, okay, very good, no problem. Tam, take from your goof, and then you'll pay the whole thing. The Imam Shem, no, I'm Allah, he's safe, at lav, to the bayah shlumah lididi. The Imam said, okay, you're right, but don't you have to return to me a shah? So good, so he's telling me that me goofa, but where's the shah? The name Allah, so let him tell him. What? He's telling him, okay, so Migufoy, but you have to pay the shah. You have to give me back the shah.
If the Nizek grabs it, then you still
want me
the shah.
Right? He tells him, the name of Leis, let him tell him. Im tam, have medina miftim. If it's a tam, I would have been made, then I would have been pater, because Pagan is Kiknasa, made the Kiknasa is pater. Right? So since Paganiski Knas, I would have been Maida that it happened, boom, and I would have been Pata. I feel the man that I'm a Paganiski Maida, name Alei, you should tell him, Itamu, have my Riknele la Agma. I would hide it in the Agam. And therefore, Tam pays Migufa. So I would have been Pata. They wouldn't have anything to take from.
What kind of story is that?
Why?
You can hide my Nechasim and not pay? Pay over it.
No, but I had to get out of it. Paganiski Knasa. You would have been
Maida? Yeah, that's a legitimate reason. That's according to Allah.
Yeah, that is according to Allah. So they also, the mice, if they don't have it, there's nothing to be guided for. He's like, Allah, my skin, I'm going to act in Beidina of the Tafsei. The Bezdin came and grabbed it. He's like, Allah, if so, buy them a my Misham Chatzi Nezek. Lay Malay, Atafsu, the two of the other, Mandalam, okay, we'll continue tomorrow. One more time.